This is The Caretaker, and you are listening to The Graveyard Show.
Welcome to The Graveyard.
And welcome to another edition of the Graveyard Show podcast. I am your caretaker, and the graveyard is open. Well, I hope all of you had a great summer as we are now heading down the road to Halloween. Fall is here, and we are on a steady path to the end of October, our time of year, our favorite time of year. And, as the title of the podcast says, this is a preview of things to come. Well, since I haven't done a podcast since early August, I wanted to give you an idea of what you can expect between now and Halloween on the Graveyard Show podcast. Now, I'm going to give you a lot to feast on over these next 2 months, and it's just easier for me to tell you than to just inundate you with content. So that's what I wanted to do with this podcast. First, if you are a brand new listener to the Graveyard Show podcast, welcome. It's great to have you here. And if you are a regular listener, I always appreciate you entering my graveyard either on the podcast or on my YouTube channel. Speaking of which, if you want to find the Graveyard Show podcast on YouTube, it's very simple. Go to youtube.com/@graveyardshowpodcast. That's at Graveyard Show Podcast is the handle for the show on YouTube. There's a lot there, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute. I also have to thank one of my past guests that was on the show, Paul Overacker, who is the producer and DP for the film Bottle Monster. He gave the Graveyard Show podcast some love on social media not too long ago, and I really did appreciate it. Thanks, Paul. Very appreciated. And you can also catch Bottle Monster online. And Paul will be back on this podcast later this year to talk about his latest film with director Marjorie DeHay. Now, I'm going to get into what you can expect on the Graveyard Show podcast these next 2 months. For original interviews, I have two confirmed interviews. My first will be with Michael Joy, who is the CEO and owner of a company called Marketing Macabre. He'll be here to talk about his company and services that they provide to the horror community. Now, you can expect that interview to land sometime in late September. Next, a friend of the show is coming on back, and that would be director David Weiner. David's going to be here to discuss his latest horror documentary, In Search of Darkness, 1990 through 94. He's going to be here, you can expect that early October. He's going to discuss a little bit about that 90s horror documentary, and he's going to have a lot of information about how you can get in on the pre-order campaign for In Search of Darkness 1990 through 94. Now, there's one other interview that I have pending, but I don't have confirmation yet. We're trying to get our schedules together. What I can say is that it is with an author, and I have a fourth guest that I'm going to be reaching out to soon. And if I'm able to get that guest, I think that would be a huge get for the Graveyard Show podcast. If I'm able to make that happen, you can expect that interview to land sometime around Halloween. So that's it for the original interviews, but that's not all for the Graveyard Show podcast. If you are a new listener to the Graveyard Show, you're probably wondering what the GYS classic podcasts are. The Graveyard Show podcast originally existed from 2009 to 10. It was a weekly podcast back then. And then it went away. I closed the doors to this graveyard and reopened them again 10 years later. So every now and then, I like to look back at interviews that were done from that original run of the podcast. You can find some of those interviews right here at Tombstones 1 through 16. And then I change those into what I now call the GYS Classics. Now, recently, I uploaded GYS Classic number 11, which was from June 3rd, 2010, and that featured my interview with writer-director Lonnie Martin. And we talked about his film Women's Studies, which you can still find online at Amazon Prime. The movie starred his wife, Cindy Marie Martin, who was also the horror host Helena Hussey of Horror, and you can find her interview here as well. And the film also co-starred Judith O'Day, who we all know as Barbara from the original Night of the Living Dead. Miss O'Day joined us on that podcast to discuss women's studies, and then I was able to interview her separately to talk about Night of the Living Dead, which you can find here at Tombstone number 12. On GYS Classic number 11, I also talked about my interview with Shannon Lark and Stacey Ponder, and I will be uploading that as a new GYS Classic, and that's going to be uploaded between now and Halloween. Another interview that I'm going to be uploading very soon also appeared on that same original Graveyard Show podcast. And that was The Undertaker, who was my fill-in host. He interviewed Rick Bates, who you know as the horror host Dr. Ivan Kryptosis. I'm going to be uploading that interview that The Undertaker did very soon. And also, I have two other interviews that The Undertaker did, both with horror hosts, Wolfman Mac and Carlos Borloff. They will be uploaded as well between now and Halloween. So you got a lot of interviews coming your way, both original and from past shows. I'm also looking at uploading my interview with Stuart Hopewell. He's the director of the movie Slaughter, which was in the 8 films to die for back in 2009. This interview is going way back to the original Graveyard Show podcast number 2 from January of 2009. So stay tuned for that. And now, if you're just a podcast subscriber, you need to go to the Graveyard Show Podcast YouTube channel. As I mentioned, you can find that at the handle at Graveyard Show Podcast. And I'll tell you why. I just mentioned In Search of Darkness 1990 through 94. Now, they are looking to the horror community to let them know what you would like to see them feature in this next documentary series. Now, there are a few ways you can do this. You can go to their website, which is 90shorrordoc.com. That's 90shorrordoc.com to fill out their survey. And or you can post something to social media and let the folks over at Creator VC know that as well. And who knows, maybe they'll use you in one of their sizzle reels to promote In Search of Darkness 1990 through 1994. Now, I am not on social media for the Graveyard Show podcast, and I didn't do the survey. What I did was put something together that I'm currently working on, which is a video of the movies that I would like to see featured in Search of Darkness 1990 through 94. That is going to be available on YouTube very soon, so stay tuned for that. And I'm also working on my latest video production called Catacombs of Horror. And I'm hoping to have that episode ready to go by Halloween. Now, if you haven't seen Catacombs of Horror, you can go to the Graveyard Show Podcast YouTube channel and you can find the other 5 episodes there. What are they, you ask? Well, the first one, David Weiner joined me and we both discussed 1980s horror, and we both picked what we thought best represented 1980s horror in 4 different categories. The second episode was my favorite scenes from the film Count Yorga Vampire. The third one was my favorite scenes from Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, and why I think that is the second most important film in the Halloween series, and the missed opportunity that the series took. The fourth episode was my favorite scenes from Return of Count Yorga. And my latest episode that I uploaded not too long ago was, is Evil Dead the best horror movie franchise ever? And I build my House of Horror franchise with that. And I match up the Evil Dead movie series with 5 other horror franchises. So check that out as well. So Catacombs of Horror, which you can find only on the Graveyard Show Podcast YouTube channel. So there you have it. There is a whole lot of stuff right now planned. Like they say in boxing and in wrestling, cards are subject to change. Anything can happen between now and then. Maybe I change something up. Maybe I find something else that I want to upload or do. If Catacombs of Horror isn't completed by Halloween, don't hold me to it. It'll come out after Halloween. But I'm working on Halloween as a marker so it gets done. So there you have it. More interviews may happen. Less interviews may happen. Who knows? But I just wanted to give you an update on that and what you can expect to find here on the Graveyard Show podcast, on the podcasting side and on the YouTube side. So that's it. I'm going to make this short and sweet. And I will see you very, very soon. And as you exit the graveyard, I would like to remind you to please lock the gate behind you. We wouldn't want anyone to get out. See you soon.